It's the review show. Neil Jones, Sean Rogers, talking Fulham Liverpool. First main thing from it, Neil, saw the team, she couldn't believe it. And what I couldn't believe was Fulham, to be honest with you. It's a lot of changes. He's not just swapping people in and out. He moves Chambers' position. Fosu Mensah comes back in for the first time in God knows how long. Brian retains his place in there. He goes with the two expensive midfielders when it looked as though he'd made a big call on Seri. I think Scott Parker done a fair bit of planning, a fair bit of work around Liverpool.
Yeah, you'd expect him to. I mean, the first thing you'd say about Scott Parker is people say, oh, Fulham are down. And I saw their captain, Tom Kearney, on Sky last night saying, you know, we're already planning for next season. Well, Scott Parker's got a job audition for the next few weeks and, you know, playing against first game Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City to come next. These are big moments for someone like him, a young coach who wants to make an impression. So it would be remiss of him if he hadn't done a lot of planning. And I think I can guarantee you that he would have felt that they could have got something yesterday because of Liverpool's midweek exertions, because of the situation that Liverpool found themselves in, having to win. He'd have fancied it. And you also forget a little bit that, you just mentioned it there, that the two expensive midfielders are 22 million, Zamba and Giesse, and I think Seri around the same.
They spent an awful lot of money. Giesse might even be 30, to be honest.
Yeah, they spent an awful lot of money on players with reputations, and I actually thought Anguissa was their best player on the day. But they do have some options. I think Lamarchand, who didn't play the centre-back, they spent a big money on him. Schürrle, another one. You know, Mitrovic, 20-odd million. So they have got players who've got price tags to live up to. And, yeah, it was... I wasn't overly surprised by Liverpool's team, I wouldn't say, but Fulham made an awful lot. And the big one I was surprised with was Sessegnon not playing. I thought surely they'd have unleashed him on Liverpool down that left-hand side.